And we are live. My friends, are you watching the price of Bitcoin? We just hit, I think we hit 66,000 on some exchanges. I will be sharing the screen. But on Fiat Leak, we're at 65,000. The high was, hang on a second, 65,729 on Fiat Leak. My friends, I've said this yesterday, and it's literally cannot be any more self-explanatory. The reason I got this graphic up is that word right there. See, this is the last ditch effort. What they're trying to do is they're actually trying to move the optics of the world away from the actual price. We just hit $66,000 on Fiat Leak. Hang on a second. Wow. And what I want you to see is this right here. That is low volume. All right. That is low volume. Wait until the FOMO kicks in. Like I've explained, the liquidity of actual Bitcoin is low. The amount out there to purchase is low. It's a little puddle, right? Think of it like this. The amount of the Bitcoin to purchase is a little puddle. The volume is the size of the hand reaching in and scooping out the Bitcoin. That's the difference. Right now, this is low volume. Now, this is going to go up as a price. Like, we're now at a new high. All-time high of $66,000. The difference is from any other time in the history of Bitcoin, the liquidity of the market is so low. So any size hand reaching in and grabbing more of the Bitcoin out of the open market is going to shoot the price up. Don't worry about Litecoin. This, my friends, this is the beginning. You might as well. Hey, it's Miss Teen Crypto. Good morning, Miss Teen Crypto. The difference between now and any other time in the history of the Bitcoin is the liquidity in the market. There's so little Bitcoin out there on the exchanges. So little. But now the level of the daily volume is at a point where even a boom, a new, get used to this. Get used to, I said it in my video yesterday, and I've been saying it for the last 3 months. This is the moment when the price of the Bitcoin starts to look like you are pumping the gas. Like you're at the gas pump and you're watching it go up. Because for the next 2 weeks, people are not going to want to sell. And I'll tell you why. Because the price is going to completely skyrocket and no one is going to, there's not going to be another significant, the dip. Everyone's going to be calling for the dip, but the decentralized nature and the number of wallets now has reached such a number that there's not a whale out there willing to sell. Listen to me. There's not a whale out there, or even a group of whales, willing to sell right now. And only whales could move this market into a large drop. It's too decentralized now. All right. When I say, all right, let me explain it like this. All right. Let me explain it like this. Imagine the market cap is the ocean. All right. The Bitcoin market cap has gotten so large that even a whale jumping into the ocean doesn't make a large enough splash to affect the level of the ocean at the shores. You see what I'm saying? So now, from here on out, mark my words, folks, this is why they launched this yesterday. Because you think I'm the only person that knows this? No. There are economists and blockchain analyst companies that have known this for 6 months. I talk to the people at these companies. My New York guy is close friends with one of the analysts at one of these companies. Where do you think I get my information? How do you think I've actually been so accurate? Because I know what they know. The liquidity of the available Bitcoin has reached a point, all right? I have a Keurig coffee now. All right, the liquidity of the market is, there's hardly any Bitcoin out on the open market. I'm telling you. Now, I'm going to play a video of the CEO. Notice the wording. Oh, and FYI, I'm going to be on the X22 channel again. We are recording tomorrow. So I'll actually be on with X22. He'll probably send it out over the weekend. How many people do you think from the X22, when I get done with that interview, are going to be following Bitcoin? Oh, wait and see, my friends. Now, let me play a video. This is like the CEO. Hang on a second. This is like the CEO of the company that launched the futures yesterday. This guy, all right? Listen to what he says. Listen to the selling points that he thinks is a pro for the people on Wall Street. He basically says the reason you want to trade these futures is because we have an unlimited supply of futures. That's his argument. Here, hang on a second. Let me say that again. The CEO of ProShares' argument for the Bitcoin futures ETF. Now, notice on this advertisement right here, because that's what this is. This whole thing here is an advertisement. It says ProShares Bitcoin strategy ETF. It doesn't say futures, does it? No. And what's this say? The first U.S. Bitcoin linked ETF. It doesn't say futures, does it? No. You know why? Because they're trying to trick people into thinking that if they buy this, that they own Bitcoin. But, sorry, Charlie, you're a dipshit CEO. And everybody in Wall Street knows. And, oh, my friends, the Wall Street people that are the Bitcoin people, oh, they are starting to ignore the SEC. See, with SEC, the SEC, you don't have to have approval to launch an ETF. Do you know that? You just have to file that you're launching an ETF. Now, it's an unwritten law or unwritten kind of thing of respect that if you file, right, if you file the paperwork and the SEC says, nah, we don't really like how it's shaped, then you don't launch. But they can't block you from launching it. They can just let you know that they're not happy with it. Remember, the SEC does not own the market. They regulate it, and they can file charges against fraudulent actors. but they do not approve or disapprove ETFs. They just give the guidance of if they like it or not. And normally, if you're a regular, honest player, you file, you let them know what you're going to do. It's just like your taxes, right? The IRS does not actually take money out of your check. You give money out of your check. They do not remove it out of your check. You give it out of your check. It's the same thing with the SEC. The SEC does not give out licenses for ETFs. There is no ETF license. There's ETF approved, which is wording that they gave the tip of the hat, but they don't issue any document approving an ETF. Because if they did, if that ETF actually did anything illegal, the SEC would be legally liable for any wrongdoings of a licensed ETF operator. It's all legalese, right? It's why this company doesn't say futures on its advertisement. Exactly. Voluntary compliance. That's the only thing the SEC has. Voluntary compliance. Right? The SEC cannot prosecute you. They can't put you in jail. They're not part of the Justice Department. You see how the structure is put? They assume authority. And we just, or most people, assume that they have the prosecution authority, but they don't. See, the SEC, if they sue you and they prove wrongdoing or fraudulent act, that's why no one ever goes to jail. They just have a monetary fine because it's a civil action and not a criminal action. You have to understand law. Now, let's listen to this CEO and listen to the word salad that this fucktard tries to confuse people with. He's basically saying the reason that you want to use our futures market is because we can print as many futures as we want, and you don't have the restraints of low supply as when you're buying real Bitcoin. Listen to this fucktard and tell me that this guy just doesn't scream used car salesman.
Strategy ETF, which is the first Bitcoin-linked exchange-traded fund. It tracks futures, started trading in the U.S. Here with us now is Simeon Hyman, ProShares Global Investment Strategist. This is a big day. It's been long in coming. What kind of take-up do you expect?
Look, we're really excited to bring the ITO, the first Bitcoin-linked ETF, to investors as an important opportunity for them conveniently to invest in Bitcoin in a regular brokerage account. And it's with belt and suspenders, if you will, in the regulated futures market and in a plain old ETF wrapper. So we think this is going to allow many people who've been waiting for an easy way to do this and a robust way to do this to now be involved and have it in their portfolios.
Simeon, do you think the average investor is going to understand the difference between a cash-settled futures ETF and a ETF based on the underlying, i.e. this is going to come with roll costs? Do you think the average investor, the investor that you're talking about, is this the right product for them?
Well, we want them to understand because, in fact, we think there are some key advantages. There have been several, in fact, a growing group of experts who have been writing that the futures market is one of the best places for price discovery in Bitcoin. You know, you see this in other asset classes.
That's, look at that face. That is the face of a liar. Listen to what he just said. We think the futures market is the best place for price discovery. Really? Really, Mr. Dr. Fucking Evil? You think that price discovery should originate at the futures market and not at the real asset market? That's what he's saying. He's saying that price discovery should originate at the futures market and not at the true asset market. My friend, that is not only stupid, it's illegal. A futures market cannot set it's what's been going on in the silver market and gold market forever, right? The difference in why this guy's, look at his face. Does this guy, listen to how he talks. Does this guy sound confident? No. You know why? Because he knows it's not going to work. Because, see, silver and gold, when you actually purchase a bar of gold, that purchase does not show up on any exchange. With the Bitcoin and the blockchain, every purchase comes with a receipt on the blockchain. You cannot purchase a Bitcoin and receive it without it registering in the blockchain. See, these people are fucked and they know it. Let's keep listening to mini me of Dr. Evil here. I'm not even going to call him Dr. Evil. I'm going to call him mini me. Listen to this fucktard. I guarantee you put me and him in the same room with two microphones, and I destroy this guy's economic arguments all day long. This guy's got a suit and tie on. I'm wearing a shirt with clowns on it. And I will destroy this guy's fucking fantasy world in less than 3 minutes. He'll be on the floor begging for me to stop telling the truth. Let's listen to mini me a little bit more.
investor that you're talking about, is this the right product for them?
Well, we want them to understand because, in fact, we think there are some key advantages. There have been several, in fact, a growing group of experts who have been writing that the futures market is one of the best places for price discovery in Bitcoin. You know, you see this in other asset classes. As an example, in credit default swaps, you know, reflect price more quickly than cash bonds. So to some extent, it's a feature, not a bug. And there's tremendous volume here, too, as well. The CME futures market trades 40% more volume than the largest U.S. Bitcoin exchange. So,
all right. What was his selling point? The volume. Well, the exchange here, we've got more volume. We can print up more futures. We can just turn on the printing press. We've got more volume because it's not a limited supply. Yeah, no shit, fucktard. That's why nobody likes you, Mini-Me. It's not only your hair or lack of, or that smirky little used car salesman face. It's that you're a liar. You are trying to deceive people. Here we go. Let's let this plucktard grab your shovel there, Mini-Me, and dig your hole a little bit deeper.
It's not a second order choice. We think it's quite a robust one.
Some ETFs that track futures have gotten into some trouble, particularly when you have to roll over some of the futures contracts, et cetera, because there's a lot of selling on the front month. Did you guys structure it in any way that kind of helps that issue?
So we are focused on the front month because that has historically had very good tracking to spot Bitcoin, high beta, high correlation. To give you a contextualize it, in the month of September, the average difference between the near month and the next month contracts on any given day was about 20 basis points. That would annualize to about 2.5%, which we think compares really favorable to lots of other ways you would get exposure. You know, we run a mutual fund, BTCFX, running the futures-based approach to Bitcoin that we launched in July and through last.
All right. So the futures-based ETF that they launched in July, it went to shit. It got killed. It got the shit beat out of it. Nobody uses it anymore because nobody will buy the short. Hey, Mr. fucking Mini-Me, you're about to get the same thing fucking happen to you. Now, the difference is the question she asked, which was important, is how are you covered? Here, let's play it again. All right.
Front month. Did you guys structure it in any way that kind of helps that issue?
Coin exchange. So
hang on a second. Let's
not a second order choice. We think it's
let's listen to her again.
ETFs to track futures have gotten into some trouble, particularly when you have to roll over some of the futures contracts, etc., because there's a lot of selling on the front month. Did you guys structure it in any way that kind of helps that issue?
Translation. Do you have enough of the Federal Reserve's money? Do you have enough? Did the Federal Reserve tell you that they would capitalize you enough for the first month's loss that you plan on accumulating? Is the Federal Reserve, have you structured it where the Federal Reserve will make sure that they purchase enough of the short side of the futures so that the longs get paid? Did you structure it that way, sir?
So we are focused on the front month because that has historically had very good tracking to spot Bitcoin, high beta, high correlation. To give you a contextualize it, in the...
Yeah, basically, his answer is, yeah, we got the money because we learned from our last try at this that we got our asses wiped out quick. See, these people, they're trying to convince the public to pay attention to the futures price and not the price of the Bitcoin on the global market. Now, this fucktard right here, his problem is he ain't running the show for the rest of the world. Right? The Bitcoin is a globally traded digital currency. This guy's trying to convince the fucking world that the futures price is more realistic than the physical price of Bitcoin. Good luck, mini me. You know why? Because El Salvador, because Brazil, because Iran, Iraq, pretty soon, Cuba. Watch out for that. You think that this shit is gonna fly? Good luck, little mini me. In fact, I'm done with you. I'm not even gonna share your shit anymore because this here, they're done and they know it. You know how I know it? Because of this. The Bitcoin is just gonna keep going up and up and up and up. I said in yesterday's video, and I explained why. If you did not watch my 3 o'clock video with Coin Vigilante, watch it. Because I explain, right? Right? Apparently, we're hitting 66.4K. Thank you, brother. That, if that's true, that should reflect on here soon. See, my friends, they can't stop it. They can't. New York doesn't have the authority to stop any of this. Washington, D.C. does not have the authority. All right. Does not have the authority to influence the blockchain. I'm telling you right now, folks, old mini me is screwed. Now, my advice, what I'm doing right now, I'm buying as much friggin' Bitcoin as I can. If you're watching this, And I hope you guys have prepared for this. I've been telling people for months and years that this moment was going to happen. And we're here. All right. I've told you, get an account on Coinbase. Get an account with Caleb and Brown. Get an account on every exchange you can get your freaking hands on. Because as we go through this, the liquidity is going to hit such a small amount that you're going to buy your Bitcoin anywhere you can get them. I'm telling you, folks. I'm telling you. And look at the volume. It's low. How can it be low, but the price going up? Because boom, baby. This is what Plan B has been talking about. This is what I've been talking about. It's just going to keep going up. And as it keeps going up, the FOMO, give it 2 weeks of continuous rises and watch the FOMO kick in. This friggin' BITO, ain't nobody going to buy that BS. People want physical Bitcoin, and it's just as easy to buy physical Bitcoin as it is to jump on this hunk of shit and buy the futures. It's all a digital purchase. I'm telling you, folks. Now, let's talk, you and me. I'm doing a video. I'm doing a 3-hour video tonight on my Patreon channel on the entrepreneur level. I'm in conversation, right? I'm in conversation with the guy running the El Salvador conference. Join my Patreon at the entrepreneur level tonight or today, right now. Pause this video and join the Patreon entrepreneur level. There's a link under this video because tonight I'm doing a 3-hour video on El Salvador and what I'm doing when I get down there. You guys join the Patreon channel at the entrepreneur level and learn how you guys, with me in the founders group, will be able to launch companies out of El Salvador with zero taxes and also be able to get like dual citizenship where you can literally have a company that runs in America, but the tax structure is sourced at El Salvador. So guess where your profits are taxed? El Salvador. Boom. Zero taxes. Understand what I'm building here, guys. Join the Patreon channel. Now, second of all, if you're new to cryptos, we have a new sponsor, right? The new sponsor is actually Bitcoin Consultants Worldwide. If you're new to cryptos and you've got a ton of questions, These are your people. Let's hear a word from the sponsor.
Hey, crypto enthusiasts. Do you have questions about cryptocurrency? Do you feel lost trying to navigate the exciting world of blockchain and digital currency? Do you need help getting started? Hire an experienced crypto consultant to assist you. A team of educated crypto enthusiasts can help guide you to financial freedom. Text or visit us online for any questions or to book a consultation. And let's get started today.
If you're new to cryptocurrencies, there's a link under the video for the Bitcoin Consultants Worldwide. The reason you want to use that link is because then they know it's from me. And if they pluck up, they'll get a big digital foot right up their digital asses. All right. Hey, guys, I've been rambling for like 41 minutes. Let's wrap up with our last sponsor, Calyx Solutions, our laptops, guys. The price of this is going to continue to go up. You don't want your cryptos on what looks like a damn keychain and plugs into a crappy laptop that you use to shop on Amazon. Get a brand new crypto-only laptop from Calyx Solutions. Here's a word from our sponsor.
Are you buying and selling cryptos on the same laptop that you're using to browse the internet, read your email, and visit social media sites? If so, you're exposing your cryptos to theft. Whenever you're online, you're at risk of getting hacked and having your identity stolen. How would you feel if someone stole all of your cryptos? What would that do to your finances? Guard your cryptos with a safe and secure laptop from Calyx Solutions. Each laptop is set up just for you and your cryptos, and then we walk you through exactly how it works. Don't risk the security of your cryptos. Order a crypto laptop from Calyx Solutions now to secure your crypto future. Learn more at calyxsolutions.io.
All right, that's the last ad. So give Patrick, my partner, Patrick, a call or text at 702-845-8276. Just pick up the phone. Dial 702-845-8276 and get yourself a crypto-only laptop. Don't get hacked. Don't be that person who gets hacked. Get a crypto-only laptop. Everybody, have a great day. I will see you tonight on Patreon for the 3 hours entrepreneur video. What the pluck is going on in El Salvador and how you can make money right now. Love you guys. See you tonight at 6 o'clock on Patreon. Bye-bye.